laugh. Every day we listen to our friends tell us about the dramatic or funny things that happened to them. Every day people take out their smartphones to show pictures and share stories. Stories are how we relate to others, learn, and remember. As a communicator, I spend a good portion of my days sharing stories. People don't care a lot about cold facts. They don't want to look at pie charts. They want excitement. They like drama. They care about pictures. They want to laugh. They want to see and feel what happened. Statistics don't inspire people to do great things. Stories do. What's your story? So I'll ask you again. What's your story? I wish I could sit with you right now and hear it from you. When you get to the end of this book, I'll tell you about a way you can share your story with me and with others. But before we do that, I want you to think about your story so far. What kind of a story is it? We all have a bit of humor in our stories, as well as some drama. We all have our ups and downs, wins and losses. There's a bit of comedy, tragedy, and history in all of us. But overall, each of our lives tells a larger story. What do you want yours to say? I believe that no matter what plot each of our stories may follow, deep down we all want one thing. We want our lives to matter. We want our stories to be of significance. Nobody wants to feel like the world wouldn't miss him if he never lived. Are you with me? Have you ever seen the classic movie, It's a Wonderful Life? It's the story of George Bailey, a man who dreams of traveling the world and building things, but who instead stays home in Bedford Falls because he repeatedly chooses to do what he believes to be right for others. A point occurs in the movie where George experiences a moment of crisis, and he comes to believe that everyone around him would be better off if he had never been born. What he's really saying is that his life doesn't matter. The great twist in the story occurs when, with the help of an angel, George gets a chance to see what his town and others' lives would look like if he never existed. Without him, it's a dark and negative place. George comes to recognize the positive impact he had made because time after time, he took action to do what he knew was right and helped other people. As Clarence the angel tells him, each man's life touches so many other lives. George had touched many lives in small ways and made a difference. Have you ever looked at your life from that angle? Have you thought about what you want your life story to be? Do you believe you can live a life of significance, that you can do things that really matter? Can you make your story great? With all of my heart, I believe the answer to these questions is yes. You have it within your power to make your life a great story, one of significance. Every person can. Regardless of nationality, opportunity, ethnicity, or capacity, each of us can live lives of significance. We can do things that matter and that can make the world a better place. I hope you believe that. If you don't now, I hope you will by the time you're finished listening to this book. Don't let the word significance intimidate you. Don't let it stop you from pursuing a life that matters. When I talk about significance, I'm not talking about being famous. I'm not talking about getting rich. I'm not talking about being a huge celebrity or winning a Nobel Prize or becoming the President of the United States. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. But you don't have to accomplish any of them to be significant. To be significant, all you have to do is make a difference with others wherever you are, with whatever you have, day by day. Back in 1976, I received a gift from Eileen Beavers, who was my assistant at that time. As I unwrapped it, I saw it was a book, and I was intrigued by the title, The Greatest Story Ever Told. I couldn't wait to read it. But when I opened it, I was shocked. The pages were blank. Inside was a note from Eileen who said, "John, your life is before you. Fill these pages with kind acts, good thoughts, and matters of your heart. Write a great story with your life